ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
ਮੁੰਡਿਆ ਦਿਲਾ ਦੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ, ਓ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ, ਹਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ, ਹਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ।
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਫੇਮਸ ਗਾਣਾ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਇੰਨੀ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਛਾਣ ਹੀ ਗਏ ਹੋਗੇ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੌਣ ਨੇ। ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਭਾਰਤੀ ਗਾਇਕਾ ਨਿਖਿਤਾ ਗਾਂਧੀ। ਨਿਖਿਤਾ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS। ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹਾਫ ਬੰਗਾਲੀ ਪਰ ਹਾਫ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵੀ ਹੋ। ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਿਛੋਕੜ ਹੈ ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਮਲਟੀਕਲਚਰਲ ਹੈ, ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਲਟੀਕਲਚਰਲ ਦੇਸ਼ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਮਲਟੀਕਲਚਰਲ ਸਿਟੀ ਮੈਲਬਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ। ਕੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੋਗੇ?
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਫਸਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਨ ਮੈਲਬਰਨ। ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸੋ ਹੈਪੀ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਸਿਟੀ। ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਲੌਂਗਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸੋ ਹੈਪੀ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਫਿਲਮ ਫੈਸਟੀਵਲ ਫਾਰ ਇਨਵਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਮੀ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਲਵ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋ ਮਲਟੀਕਲਚਰਲ। And you know, I'm half Bengali, half Punjabi, so I represent two very major states of India, and of course I live in Bombay also. So I feel really honored to be here representing my culture, representing Indian film and music. And I love that this, I mean, I got here yesterday and I was walking around, walking down Flinders Street, and I loved to see like each shop was like from a different nationality, you know, each restaurant. And I also saw something really interesting, which is this artwork of a man in a turban which says Aussie, I think it's, and I was reading about it because I saw it in a lot of places, like a lot of there was like graffiti art. It was like I don't remember the artist's name, I'm so sorry, but I researched it because I wanted to know what this was about, and I believe it's an artist who wants to spread awareness about culture and diversity, which I thought was really cool. And so happy to see so much vibrancy and so much love in this city.
Have you tried the coffee yet? Melbourne's famous for its coffee.
I know, I have tried coffee. I've been cutting back, but I'm also a coffee addict, so I know that I'm not going to be able to resist. And I have already tried 2 to 3 different kinds of coffees, and it's just the beginning of my trip, so...
ਭਾਰਤੀ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ ਇੰਡਸਟਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਹਰ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਬਣਾਏ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ। ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗਾਣਾ ਚੁਣਨ ਵੇਲੇ ਇਹ ਧਿਆਨ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਗਾਣੇ ਦੇ ਬੋਲ ਕੀ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਵਿਮੈਨ ਨੂੰ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਰਿਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਇਸ ਗਾਣੇ ਵਿੱਚ? ਕੀ ਇਹ ਕੰਸਿਡਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ?
ਇਟਸ ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੰਗ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ genres of music, so I don't really, I'm not really picky when it comes to that, but of course I'm mindful of lyrics. I feel that there has been like a couple of instances, thankfully I've sung a lot of good music and with a lot of great artists, so I really didn't have to think about quality control, but you know, I've been mindful. A few times I've had to reject music because the lyric was just like a little too on the vulgar side, or didn't really represent women in the right light. But most of my music has been, you know, amazingly represented. And what I'd like to comment on this, that since I've sung in a lot of different languages, in the south, in the southern states, especially in Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, I've sung in a lot in Tamil and Telugu. I love that the industries in the south, and the, you know, the regional film industries pay a lot of importance to musicality and representation. Like, I'll give you an example. I sang, like you said, something about female representation, and I sang a song in a film called Leo where the protagonist was male, but I sang one of the themes called Ordinary Person, and the entire thing was my voice. So, and I've done this in a lot of films, predominantly in the southern film industry. So I feel like it's really cool how they represent even male protagonists with female voices, and I'd love to see more of that.
Jeetya Seefam, yani ki International Film Festival of Melbourne de lagge gal kar rahe ha te Bharati filma de festival de layi tusi te tuhanu ki lagda ki antarrashtriya paddar utte kinna ki zaruri hai Bharati filma di numaindagi karna te ki sade cinema di jehdi chhavi hai bada hi latka jhatka type manya janda hai ki oh chhavi badli hai?
Oh, we definitely have. I think cinema has become a lot more layered, a lot more you know, like, for example, from a musician's perspective, like, you know, before it was more like kind of like semi-musicals, like Indian films were just a lot of music, which didn't really, and which was also amazing. I think we're known for that, for the music. But also I feel like the films have become a little more film-centric and like story-centric, which is how the rest of the world's art is. So it's, I think it's a good thing. that, you know, the cinema has become a little more mature. And I also feel with the advent of OTT and just generally, you know, like the borders have kind of blurred, which is amazing because you get to see a lot more art from a lot more people who didn't have the platform. I know I'm in Melbourne, but I'm going to sing a song about another city that goes like this. Mundeya dila de mainu Burj Khalifa, oh mainu Burj Khalifa, ah mainu Burj Khalifa, ah mainu Burj Khalifa.
SNG Nikita Gandhi te ina de naal hui saadi galbaat tuhanu kidan di lagi SMS karke zarur dasna ji 0439799767 4347997767 ਉਤੇ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਅਤੇ ਇੰਸਟਾਗ੍ਰਾਮ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵੇਲੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਨਾ ਕਾਲਰਾ।
ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਉਤੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਈਕ ਕਰੋ, ਸਾਂਝਾ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਓ।